This episode is brought to you by our following sponsor. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Mixed Genre. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez. Now, if you guys recall from my poll from Instagram, which, by the way, if you don't follow me at The Mixed Genre Official. I put a poll on one of my posts, story, saying if I should react to the new Jonas Brothers single, Sucker. And I got a lot of people that were saying, yeah, go ahead. It was an 81% versus, I think, what was it? I forgot the other part. 31, somewhere around there. But the whole point is that there was a lot of people that did wanted me to react to this new single. So I was like, what the hell? Let me just go check it out. So if we go to YouTube right now, it's actually number 4 on trending as the time of this recording. It already has 36 million views. And it looks pretty good. It was 2.9 million likes and 46,000 dislikes. So that's actually really good. So enough of me. Let's jump right into this new single by the Jonas Brothers. Let's see if they're... Reunitement is worth any good songs. Because if you recall, the Jonas Brothers were very popular during the early 2000s. They rose to fame through Disney Channel. And to be honest, I never really got into them. I saw maybe a few, like, what was it, Camp Rock movies, but they were like, whatever for me. I wasn't really into that sort of stuff. But their solo careers are actually really good, especially... I forgot the one that was in DNCE, but that album, honestly, I thought it was going to be ridiculous. Like, it was going to suck. But the single, as everyone remembers, Cake by the Ocean, that was a really groovy and funky song. And the whole album was like that too, so I got really surprised. All right, so let's jump right into Sucker. Of a feather, you and me. We change the weather. And by the way, I'm watching the music video. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. Follow you through the dark, you get enough. That melody is really catchy already. I'm a sucker for you. Are those synths? Oh no, it's a guitar. Okay. They almost sound like synths. Now we got the drums. So far, it's not disappointing. It's actually really good. Then the bass. I don't know who this drummer is, but it's just like a side musician. Because all the Jonas Brothers are playing the guitar. But didn't one of them play drums? I think one of them did. I forgot. See, it really got stuck in my head. And that's the thing about pop music. They have a thing in the music industry, the saying, less is more. Basically saying you don't have to make the whole song super complicated to play. Just an easy beat, easy melody, gets stuck in your head, it's a hit. But not all the time is going to work out, because there have been times where, yeah, less was more, but man, it wasn't worth it. The rolls on the drums are really nice and clean. That chorus is really catchy. It really got stuck in my head. I'm a sucker for you. know, it's building up a little bit more since in the process of recording this, they turned it down just a bit. Like, they made it almost like a muffled sound, but they bring it back up. So that's really good. And then the whistle. That little whistle was really nice. It really brought the whole song together. Yeah, man, that's the end of Sucker by the Jonas Brothers. My thoughts. What do I think about the song? Well, as you guys were hearing, it's actually not that bad. I was going to mention that a song, if you're able to hum it or whistle it, it's guaranteed to be a hit. And this song, I mean, I could already have the melody in my mind. It's driving. It makes me want to actually check out more if they are going to release more songs, which I'm positive they are. Yeah, definitely. And yeah, no wonder this is number 4 on trending. I mean, it was number 1 at some point, but I think they released a song. When did they released a song? On February 28th. 2019. Yeah, I'll have to rate this song, which, by the way, if I'm going to react to songs, I'm going to rate them from 1 through 10. 1, of course, being like god awful, like damn, don't, no, no more. I don't want to hear anything else. And 10 being, of course, perfection. Now, I'll say I'll give this a 7, reason being that I wanted the instruments to do a little bit more. The drums, yeah, they were doing different paces. They were doing different steps. But I feel like the bass and the guitar, yeah, they kept it simple. But sometimes I feel like they should add just a bit more. But overall, the song was really good. I recommend checking the song out. So, yeah, 7 out of 10. This is me, Fernando Lopez, saying thank you for listening and have a fantastic day.